Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
If political elites want to break the law willy-nilly, they will be held accountable for all the violence and blood and rioting.
This is really, really unprecedented. People on the streets are shouting against the Supreme Leader. It's actually illegal to do that. People are imprisoned for doing that.
Many of our government's hardworking, patriotic public servants have long been denied basic rights for one simple reason. The people that they love are of the same sex.
Albert hits good pitches hard and bad pitches even harder when he gets in the batter's box. If you pray, then you start praying. And if you don't pray, you think about starting.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
Well, it started as one of the largest mergers of Protestant church bodies in the United States. It really is an event that is studied in religious classrooms, the formation of the United Church of Christ, a merger of many, many church bodies together into one of the largest kind of pan, I guess you could almost call it pan-denominational denominations. Of course, a lot has happened since the beginning of the Church of Christ, and it's really become big tent Christianity, morally, theologically, you name the category. They're holding their general synod beginning today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we're going to be talking about what they're deciding, what they've already decided. They've already gone a long way in the areas of gay, lesbian, transgendered, and bisexual rights, and they're still on that subject, among others. Pastor David Run Bareford will join us here for the first few minutes of the program. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Full lineup this hour after our conversation on the General Synod of the United Church of Christ. We'll be talking with Dr. Andrew Steinman today. The church is remembering the Old Testament saint and prophet, Jeremiah. And then Scott Thuma will join us to talk about a new report on megachurches that his institute, the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, has done. Not so much megachurches as those who attend them. And then Michael Spencer of InternetMonk.com will join us to try and figure out what it all means. It's Friday afternoon, June the 26th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Pastor David Runyon Bareford is executive director of a UCC reform group called Biblical Witness Fellowship. David, welcome back.
It's a joy to be with you, Todd.
I understand that Carlton Pearson, an evangelical charismatic preacher who at one time was teaching kind of a prosperity gospel, but then eventually became a universalist, denying even the existence of hell. I understand that he will be one of the keynote speakers at the General Synod of the United Church of Christ. Is that true?
Yes. Carlton went through a sort of metamorphosis after he decided to sort of abandon the classical Christian theology. He then became a member of the United Church of Christ, and with a grant from the United Church of Christ, attempted to create a new church there, and that church then closed. But he resurfaced recently as the head of a church in the Unity cult, espousing a sort of personal self-realization, New Age philosophy. And interestingly enough, now, as a self-ordained bishop, he is going to reappear as the keynote speaker, one of the keynote speakers at the United Church of Christ Synod.
Are there any hot-button issues of human sexuality on the docket for the General Synod? They've already kind of led the avant-garde march in that direction, haven't they?
Well, they're actually the only Protestant denomination in the United States that has sanctioned gay marriage and fully sanctioned gay ordination in every respect, and bisexual and transgender ordination as well. But the one issue that disturbs us most in this particular synod is a resolution that came very late to the to the Senate and will be considered over the next 3 days, which is called Diversity in Education, which basically proposes to teach elementary school children that homosexuality, bisexuality, and transgender choices are normative, and that they are healthy, and that the way of being a pluralistic citizen in the new United States is to accept these things as without prejudice or judgment. So I think that's a real hot button issue in terms of being able to maintain the innocence of our children and not have our children sexualized at a very young age.
What's the prospect? I mean, you look at your at the UCC from within. What's the prospect of that actually making its way through and getting some favorable passage in the general Senate?
Oh, I think it very well may. The UCC has published a curriculum, which they had originally, together with the Unitarian Universalists some years ago, called the Our Whole Lives, the OWL curriculum. And they had attempted and hoped that that would jump the fence into the public education realm. And to give you some idea, you could not buy that curriculum in the United Church of Christ unless you had already, or even read it, unless you'd already been to the training to be a trainer. So it wasn't even open to parents. We obtained it by going to the Unitarian Universalists, who really only asked us one qualifying question, and that was whether we were going to use MasterCard or Visa, and sold it to us. We then published sections of that curriculum for the third, fourth, and fifth grade level, which just the publishing of it violated on our website. Our website at the time was linked to the UCC website, and believe it or not, publishing all curriculum on our website broke the obscenity regulations for the UCC website, and they kicked us off because we published sections of the Domination Zone curriculum. So, yes, they're very serious, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they take this next step to sort of evangelistically promote their agenda in the public school.
Well, that's interesting. So it's gone from a call for tolerance to active and official affirmation of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered agenda.
And the aggressive promotion of it, you know, as something that must almost be accepted by everyone. Or risk, you know, both religious sanction and legal ramification. Yeah,
I remember a general synod or two ago. There was a logo, and it may still persist in the United Church of Christ, of kind of a Mother Earth figure that was embracing all the children of the world. And I just have a vague recollection of that image in my mind. How prominent is feminist theology in the United Church of Christ? Do you still hear talk of Gaia, Mother Earth, goddess religion in the General Synod at the UCC?
Well, I think that it's certainly present, and you certainly can hear it and find it. And if you walk around and look at some of the things that are being taught and said, it certainly is a continuing theme. But the narcissism that is reflected in that heavy feminist theology is dominant at every level. I mean, the theme of this synod, if you can believe it or not, is immerse yourself. And it's a theme of being placed, basically, of a self-baptism. So the whole idea that you could baptize yourself into a new life of self-realization and your own definition of relationship with God is sort of the theme of this synod. And that's pretty remarkable. I mean, it's pretty amazing considering this is the Church of the Puritans and the Pietists that founded the Republic.
When I once heard, and this was one of my seminary professors described the UCC as big tent Christianity, you can find anything and everything under that big tent. Is that a fair assessment of what we look at when we see the UCC?
Well, I think that some of their recent writing, they perceive themselves as trying to move toward what I'd call a new fundamentalism of the left, which is the actual creation of a United Church Christ identity and of attempting to bring their clergy and their churches into a self-realized identity of, quote, being UCC as a religious way of being. And to some degree, weed out a lot of the diversity that has been present in the denomination during its transitional phase from its founding to where we are today. So in that sense, diversity is a little bit of a problem in the UCC, although about 26% of the membership of the UCC by the UCC's own study believe in the virgin birth, the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ, the sanctity of marriage, and human life and sexuality. So we represent a pretty interesting, strong commitment to of people of faith, even within the most liberal Protestant denomination in America.
Pastor David Runyon Bareford is executive director of a UCC reform group called Biblical Witness Fellowship. Keep up the good work, and our prayers are with you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, Todd.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with Dr. Andrew Steinman. On this day, the church is remembering an Old Testament saint and a prophet, one that becomes iconic. A prophet that becomes iconic of the kind of the hardship that a prophet will endure. Jeremiah, Dr. Andrew Steinman of Concordia University Chicago will be our guest. Then we'll talk about that new report from the Hartford Institute for Religious Research on megachurches and the people who attend them. We'll talk with Scott Thuma of the Hartford Institute and then Michael Spencer of InternetMonk.com a little later on the program. I'm tempted to say that the United Church of Christ is an oxymoron, a triangle of oxymoronic statements. United, not really. More tolerant and affirming of all viewpoints. Church, not exactly, at least not the way that Scripture would describe it. Of course, there are Christians there, but when you deny the very basic things or permit those who would to deny them, you cease to merit the word church. Church of Christ, not so much anymore. Very sad. When we come back, we'll be talking about Jeremiah, Old Testament saint and prophet. We'll be right back.
Let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
From Japan to Oslo, Norway, here is Simon. Simon, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to vote for Benny Hinn. My reason for doing so is because, well, Jesus, the second Adam, ascended to heaven, so I guess there's some truth to it.
Thank you very much. Apparently they have senses of humor in Norway. Thank you very much for listening in Norway.
Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, Issues Etc.
June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at IssuesETC.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at IssuesETC.org.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300.